All right, hanging out talking with Dalen Jorgensen. How's everything going?
Fantastic. I'm having a pretty good day. Yourself?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. Not doing too bad. Now, I mean, with a last name like Jorgensen, I'm going to guess that's your given name because I don't know too many people who use that as a stage name. But given some of the accents or whatever you would call it, the little slash through the O, was there any thoughts possibly going by a different name, or was it something where it's just like, you know what, it's my name, I'm going to use it?
You know what? I had the thought, right? When I started out, I was like, okay, do I use a middle name? Like, I've got, my middle name is Rihanna. So I was like, okay, I could add that in there. Or do I want to just stick true to myself? And you know what? When people know me, they know me. And I was like, I'm just going to stick to it. We're going to stick to Jorgensen, stick to the Danish roots and just go for it. Because it kind of looks cool with the O with the slash. So
I was going to say it would have to be some kind of Scandinavian one, but Scandinavian there. So, but you never know. So did you come from a musical family growing up, or was it something where you just seemed to be the only one in your family gifted with this?
My dad always joked that I got the voice from him, but he'd be lying. So I think I got my voice from my mom. She didn't do a lot musical, and nor did my sister really. So growing up, yeah, I kind of did that solo. But even as a young kid, my parents kind of knew I was going to be into music right away. There was music group for, you know, like 2-3 year olds, and we're all on stage, this huge performance, and there's just like multiple mics on stage. They're shared. They're supposed to be shared. And so my parents tell me this story, and they have it on video. I just went up to a mic and I just grabbed it and was singing right into it at that young age. So they're like, I think she's going to like to sing. She's going to like music of some sort. So that's probably where it all started, I guess.
Is music a full-time thing for you at this point, or is it still kind of, you still have another job to keep supporting yourself?
That's an interesting question. I feel like I've really had up and down with my involvement in music since a young age. I had done lots of charity functions and other shows growing up. And then throughout, I ended up going to the U of A and taking a kinesiology degree. And so I've worked as a kinesiologist for a few years. And I continued with music and I was writing more. So I put out some songs, and then I kind of didn't do as much for a little while. I ended up starting a nursing degree as well. And so I'm finishing that up this year. But in the last few years, I've really been trying to get back into the music. I find that it really speaks to my soul and brings me joy every day. You get to meet so many different people. And so right now I'm kind of just balancing starting a nursing career and starting a music, like, you know, more of my music career. And I'm really happy with the balance I've sought out, because I think I can do both right now. And I'm really happy with that.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. I know somebody who balances nursing and music, as well as somebody who balances being doing EMS and music. So there is that nice little balance you can find with it, which is always nice, because you always know somewhere there's a steady paycheck coming in.
At the beginning, at least, right?
Yeah. So where do you find influences from for your music?
I'd say, well, growing up, I listened to a lot of different music, and I still listen to a lot of different music. I started releasing music that was more, I'd say, well, actually, my first release was pop, and I'm kind of doing like the reverse Taylor Swift, maybe, because I released a pop song, and then I was like, this isn't what my direction is. And so I then released a pop country song, and then the last few have been more traditional country. And so my influences have definitely changed a lot. I definitely listen to a lot more traditional country music now than I ever have. And I think that hearing the storylines of these people that write the songs is really powerful. So I honestly can't even put my finger on any specific people, because I think that the traditional genre of country has just been so special to me in the last few years.
All right. Well, the single we're going to be playing here shortly is called Goodbye. It is a breakup song. Do I want to know how this breakup song was inspired, or was it just I want to write a breakup song, or is there actual personal ties to the song?
So funny enough, the other day I was talking to my grandma and I was giving her a behind the scenes view of the music video. And she says, okay, Dalen, is this written about anyone in particular? I said, oh yeah, grandma, you know exactly who this is written about. So the story of it, it's funny now, heartbreaking back then. Being cheated on sucks. You go through the whole thing. And then it actually took me over a year to write the song. So I didn't write about it for a year. And then, yeah, September 2023, a year after the breakup, I was like, okay, I have an idea. And the line that came to me was, that's one way to say goodbye. So this guy kept coming back and doing things after I was like, it's over. And it wasn't for him, obviously. So I really wanted to incorporate all these things, even with the music video, just like coming to sing a song he wrote, like learning guitar, dressing in a suit and tie, leaving items for me to find. It was a lot, but it made a great song, I think. And I'm really pleased. Like, it couldn't have worked out better.
Well, looking at what the album artwork is for the singles, part of me started going when I saw that first before I listened to it. I'm like, this has given me some kind, like, you're, for those of you people who haven't seen it yet, you're dragging an axe through the snow in front of a bonfire, which is, I'm going, this is some kind of Goodbye Earl kind of song? Like, goodbye, goodbye? Like...
Well, you know what? I'll let people think what they want. I think it works out either which way. So you watch the video and you'll find out.
So what plans do you have for the rest of 2024 then?
So I'm working on promoting this song. I'd like to do more shows to continue promoting. I'm going to be doing some markets locally and hoping to do some other shows. And I'm finishing up my nursing degree as of August. So that's going to be very exciting. And I want to do a lot more writing because I'd like to complete an album to release. So those are my big plans in terms of settling in and doing some writing.
So you mentioned local shows. Where is local for you?
I'm from Edmonton, Alberta, and that's where I'm from. And that's where I'm settled right now. Also living place with my partner out of town, just north of the city. They have a family farm there. So kind of have two places we can settle into. So I'm hoping to do some shows out of town as well. I was able to do a charity function a few weeks ago for an auction company, and we had a lot of fun, a pierogi dinner. It was a good time.
All right. Well, hopefully you find yourself doing a show up in the Peace region at some point. The song Goodbye, as people are going to hear right quick, it is absolutely amazing. Thanks for taking the time to talk today, Daylan.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Everett.